Welcome back. This is Chicken Philosophy, the Tao Te Ching Part 11, in which I will pick up right where BT left off in Part 10. For those who are new, hi! You may or may not enjoy this. But if you would like to start at the beginning of the Tao Te Ching playlist instead of at Part 11, you can click the playlist and start with Part 1. It's often good to have new folks, except when they come on and they're like, what the hell is this? Who do you think you are? Meh. All right. Well, anyway, some folks are like that. Anyway, today's beverage is some kind of herbal concoction. I'm not allowed to have... I mean, I have to have this half an hour before breakfast, and I'm not allowed to have... I mean, Pew's rules, you know. Any kind of coffee or anything else. Between this and breakfast. So, this is the beverage for today, because I'm about a half an hour before breakfast. Or however long this episode ends up being, that's how long I am before breakfast. Cheers. Also, I have to drink the whole thing, where normally with beverages on Chicken Philosophy, I might take a sip and then drink it throughout, but... it's a slightly different situation today. Today's incense, if I'm not mistaken, comes from Aroma Garden in Kathmandu, Nepal. And this hails back to a time back in 2021 when I was organizing my incense in a particular way and I decided to cut and make it so that you can easily, never mind. So I've had this for a while. There's two left. It's benzoin. I like benzoin. So we're gonna burn some benzoin today. And cool. All right, let's do this. As soon as I wipe off my glasses.
Casually.
These are, as I've mentioned, these are not the expensive, these are like some Indian brand, inexpensive glasses. I won't say cheap glasses, because cheap has other connotations besides inexpensive. I like them, though. I know I need new ones. I mean, I need at least to have more than one, because I'm at the point, those longtime viewers of Chicken Philosophy might remember when I'm like, God, why is it so blurry? It's just so hard to see. Maybe it's the lighting and using a magnifying glass. I did that for like a year or longer before I finally admitted that I had reached a point in life where it was time to get reading glasses at the very least. And now I just can't really see what's going on right in front of me without the glasses. And so, but they're also kind of invisible. So if I put them down somewhere, then there's no way for me to know where they are. I'm like feeling around for them. So I should get a second pair, just because sometimes I panic when it takes me more than like 2 minutes to find my reading glasses. And it's never good to needlessly create anxiety for oneself. There's enough. The world will provide it. You know, you don't need to, like, create your own. It's better to just, like, find ways to manage what comes in from the outside and avoid creating your own, right? I mean, that's pretty basic, right? What do we got here? Figure 8. It's quadruple broken, solid broken, going from bottom to top, of course. And okay, Editor Edward... if you don't mind, would you please turn up the volume on the music while I look that one up? I know it's right. From the moment I wake up, deep in the night, there's nowhere on earth I'd rather be than holding you tenderly. I've been waiting. All right. So it's, P-I, I'm assuming that's pronounced P, holding together, or union. seek union with others and with the sage. It's interesting how languages, like union in English, I mean, you know, I used to work for a union, so like that's kind of where my mind goes, is like, oh, union, yeah. But union in Sanskrit is yoga. So P perhaps can have a third connotation that includes aspects of both of those. Languages are interesting, aren't they? All right. Cool. I mean, it's good. It's a good one, right? So let's keep going. I think we're getting toward the end of, yeah. All right. And for those who are newish, after we finish this book, which is almost finished, we're going to read this whole book. So this whole, we've been doing I Ching, we've been, you know, drawing a card. In the beginning of Secret of Golden Flower, we were flipping coins and looking up the basic definitions of each one. But we're going to do a little more of a deep dive into I Ching, where we look at the trigrams and the hexagrams and read the full, you know, couple pages about each hexagram and kind of like get a little bit more familiarity with I Ching, because it's something I kind of always like wanted to do, but in the back of my mind, like I was a teenager and I was like, okay, I'm learning Wicca and I'm learning this and that. I gotta, you know, think about this with school. I gotta think about this with social and love life and whatever else and parents and drama. And it'd be nice to learn about the I Ching, but I just don't have the extra space for it in my brain right now. And then as time went on, like, I just sort of, like, there was always more, never less, or different things, and stressful things. And so, you know, my free time ended up being devoted to escaping, you know, from the torment of all the shit I was doing in the non-free time, half of which was work and half of which was cult, you know, and whatever else was going on socially and other ways. So it's now nice to be at a point in life where things have calmed down to the point where, to give myself something to do, I've scheduled these silly recordings with the camera in front of me, and you get to join along if you want to. And then I can do things like finally getting around to learning the I Ching. Because why not? Here we go. Tao Te Ching, chapter 65. In the old days, those who were well versed in the practice of the Tao did not try to enlighten people, but rather to keep them in the state of simplicity. For why are the people hard to govern? Because they are too clever. Therefore, he who governs his state with cleverness is its malefactor. But he who governs his state without resorting to cleverness is its benefactor. I don't know. I think this might make more sense 2,000 years ago in Imperial China than it does in the world today. Just given the fact that, like, cleverness is no longer something you can take away from people, you know? And behaving in a simple way that's not clever doesn't really have the ring of good leadership. You know, it just, I mean, I don't know. But taking it, as it were, aside from setting aside like the literal meaning of the words that he's saying, talking about governing, because again, he's writing to a king, so like, again, even though it's a spiritual and mental emotional thing, he's talking to a king telling him how to govern his people, so it's, he can't help but kind of like judge it on that level too. Anyway, I mean, never mind. There's levels, there's different directions to go from that, but none of them are useful for the sake of feeling like we read Tao Te Ching today. You know, there is kind of a general bullseye. Gonna try to go for something a little bit serene-ish, I guess, right? I assume. I don't know. All right. To know these principles is to possess a rule and a measure. Yeah, it's a good kind of simplicity, I guess, right? To keep the rule and the measure constantly in your mind is what we call mystical virtue. Deep and far-reaching is mystical virtue. It leads all things to return till they come back to great harmony. Okay, so if we're not talking about actually being a king of a nation, if we're talking instead about being the executive neocortex of a human being, yeah, okay. Cleverness, you know, can be fun in its place, but the simplicity rules. All right. I mean, simplicity on its own needs some qualifiers, because like there's things that are simple and terrible, and there's things that are good and complex, but simple is, yeah, okay. All right. I mean, part of it is like okay, and there's a little bit of a parallel that I can see in this moment, which is that you're not always fully awake with, you know, enough like omega-3s, you know what I mean, like an iron and everything. Sometimes one falls ill. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you just woke up. Sometimes you're grouchy. Sometimes there isn't any serotonin happening, you know? Like, so simplicity as a general constant fallback position, default position, or assumed approach toward life has an advantage in that it doesn't require you to be operating at 100% in order to access, tap into, or wield in the right way. Whereas if you have something very complex, you know what I mean? And the way that that is a parallel with like just this cartoonish idea of being a king of a nation is like, there's going to be a lot of simple people. There's going to be a lot of people that aren't clever, that aren't going to understand like the clever thing. Like, okay, so what we're going to do is everybody's going to have to starve this year, and we're going to go to war, but not with the people that everybody hates, because see what, you know, like the clever people, they might understand, you know, maybe not that specifically, but never mind. I'm not making sense anyway. Okay, continue. 66. How does the sea become the king of all streams? Because it lies lower than they. Oh. Okay. No. Hence it is the king of all streams. These metaphors are doing a lot of work here. Okay, sorry. Therefore, the sage reigns over the people by humbling himself in speech. Okay, we'll just go with it. Just roll with it. Not be too nitpicky and critical about every aspect of every word. Why? I don't know. It's not Martin Luther. If it were Martin Luther, I'd be picking the fuck on out of him. Outpicking the fuck? And leads the people by putting himself behind. Like the generals that hide behind everybody and put the... Yeah, never mind. Thus, I'm joking, of course. Thus it is that when a sage stands above the people, they do not feel the heaviness of his weight. Okay. And when he stands in front of the people, they do not feel hurt. Therefore, all the world is glad to push him forward without getting tired of him. I think in our modern world, we don't really have this. This is kind of like, we all kind of have to squint and imagine, like, what are you talking about? Like, what was it like to have sages and kings? Like, we can kind of imagine and watch, like, fantasy movies and, you know, things like that. But I don't know. Unless we really stretch the definitions of things, then we can try to relate it to our lived experience. But just because he strives with nobody, nobody can ever strive with him. '67. All the world says that my Tao is great, but seems queer, samesies, like nothing on earth. But it is just because my Tao is great that it is like nothing on earth. If it were like anything on earth, how small it would have been from the very beginning. I mean, it starts out small and grows as you grow, but... Oh, wait, the Tao. Never mind. I was talking about something. I have three treasures, which I hold fast and watch over closely. The first is mercy. Billy Idol. The second is frugality. The third is not daring to be first in the world. I've got 1.5 of those, depending on the day. Because I am merciful, therefore I can be brave. Because I am frugal, therefore I can be generous. Because I dare not be first, therefore I can be chief of all vessels. Samesies. If a man wants to be brave without first being merciful, generous without first being frugal, a leader without first wishing to follow, he is only courting death.
I love show business.
Mercy alone can help you to win a war. Mercy alone can help you to defend your state. For heaven will come to the rescue of the merciful and protect him with its mercy. 68. A good soldier is never aggressive. A good fighter is never angry. The best way of conquering an enemy is to win him over by not antagonizing him. The best way of employing a man is to serve under him. This is called the virtue of non-striving. This is called using the abilities of men. This is called being wedded to heaven as of old. 69.
69, dudes!
Thank you, Bill and Ted. The strategists have a saying, I dare not be a host, but rather a guest. I dare not advance an inch, but rather retreat a foot. This is called marching without moving. Rolling up one's sleeves without baring one's arms. Capturing the enemy without confronting him. Holding a weapon that is invisible. There is no greater calamity than to underestimate the strength of your enemy. For to underestimate the strength of your enemy is to lose your treasure. Not in a fun way. Therefore, when opposing troops meet in battle, victory belongs to the grieving side. I'll admit, chapter 69 was a little confusing. Chapter 70. My words are very easy to understand and very easy to practice, but the world cannot understand them nor practice them. My words have an ancestor. My deeds have a lord. The people have no knowledge of this. Therefore, they have no knowledge of me. The fewer persons know me, the nobler are they that follow me. Therefore, the sage wears coarse clothes while keeping the jade in his bosom. To realize that our knowledge is ignorance. This is a noble insight. To regard our ignorance as knowledge. This is mental sickness. Only when we are sick of our sickness shall we cease to be sick. The sage is not sick, being sick of sickness. This is the secret of health. When the people no longer fear your power, it is a sign that a greater power is coming. Interfere not lightly with their dwelling, nor lay heavy burdens upon their livelihood. Only when you cease to weary them, they will cease to be wearied of you. Therefore the sage knows himself, but makes no show of himself. Loves himself, but does not exalt himself. He prefers what is within to what is without. 73. He who is brave in daring will be killed. He who is brave in not daring will survive.
Did you exchange?
Lao Tzu has a point. Roger Waters has a point as well. I assume he was kind of the brains behind the whole thing. David Gilmour was good at playing guitar. I mean, I'll give him that. But how many of the lyrics did he write? I don't know. I should look into that. Anyway, of these two kinds of bravery, one is beneficial, while the other proves harmful. That's true. That's true. War and killing people, those tend to be harmful, so perhaps we should go with Lao Tzu on this one. Sorry, Roger, next time. Some things are detested by heaven, but who knows the reason? Even the sage is baffled by such a question. It is. Do you have an example so that we can know what you're talking about? It is heaven's way to conquer without striving, to get responses without speaking, to induce the people to come without summoning.
I apologize if my bell summoned you.
To act according to plans without haste. Vast is heaven's net. Sparse meshed it is, and yet nothing can slip through it.
Yeah, I tried that once, but they kept slipping off.
I'm supposed to eat the oysters, dummy. 74. When the people are no longer afraid of death, why scare them with the specter of death? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. If you could make the people always afraid of death, and they still persisted in breaking the law, then you might with reason arrest and execute them. And who would dare to break the law? Is not the great executor, always there to kill executor? Like that must be their word for the executioner. I mean, whatever. Is to chop wood for a master carpenter, and you would be lucky indeed if you did not hurt your own hand. Oh, okay, so to do the killing for the great executor is to chop wood for a master carpenter, and you would be lucky indeed if you did not hurt your own hand. That's the end of 74. Let's just finish Tao Te Ching today. Why not? The 11-part series, Tao Te Ching. Who knew? 75. No, let's leave the last six for next time. Because there's 81, and we read more than six today. Because I was abiding by the rule that one of us had set, that when it comes to Tao Te Ching, if we're not feeling talkative on a particular day, if we don't have anything, you know, too rambling to say, to bump the six chapters up past a half an hour, then we'll keep reading. But I think we're up to a half an hour now, so might as well stop and let there be 12, because I like 12 as a number more. Call it superstition. 12 is the number of the zodiac, the tribes of Yisrael, and, a number of other things. It's an even number. 11 is the number of Sephiroth on the tree of... I won't pass on that OCD. It's also the key of justice. 11, the 11th key of the tarot is justice. So, yeah, there you go. Cool. So there's going to be 12 episodes of Tao Te Ching. This is the 11th. This is the second to last episode of Tao Te Ching. You know what else it is? It's red and white today. And that's usually, for some reason, quite often, the point in the cycle of 15 where I decide to go ahead and point out that this is the second to last part of the cycle of 15. So let's just take a look back briefly. What we got?
I'm no human woman.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Thank you, Madame.
Chakong. I understand why Americans shoot people.
People might think you're an asshole.
I know, I'm just fucking with you. A bunch of nuns dressed like us. Clickbait, right? Penultimate, orgasmic, and unreachable. And of course there was...
Oh, death, pride!
I'm no shade. I'm living.
You can't blame Constantine for all of it. Pet Shop Boys.
Everything I ever do. All right.
I'm sure that was fun for editor to do. A little bit of fun. But there will be a video after, because notice that ended with me. But the next one, that was only 14. The next one is the 15th. The green and yellow, BT doing Mech and Revelation, is the 15th of the cycle of 15. So this cycle of 15, the beginning of 4715, that playlist, when that playlist is complete, and full with 15 episodes, there will be a video that will come up that will resemble what you just saw, but the clips will be presumably different and longer. So rather than just a quick, like, pew, 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 pew. I don't know. Sometimes they're 3 minutes. Sometimes they're 5 minutes. Sometimes they have one of them is an hour and a half. So we'll see what kind of mood Editor Edward's in next week or whenever, in a few days, when he decides to make that video. So, all right. I hope you had fun. I did. I had fun. It was fine. And I don't know if I'll do TP Taka next time or if we'll go straight into BT doing Megan Revelation. I won't make any verbal commitments because then I'll feel bad about breaking them, even though who the hell cares whether or not I do this video or that video when I'm the one deciding to do it. And, you know. It's a silly, silly thing. All right. I guess that's it. Hope everybody has a wonderful Wednesday or whatever day it is that you're watching this. And I can't think of anything really to put on the end screen for today. So we won't have an end screen for today. And I'll see you next time, okay? Take care.